This is the Speaker Scoop, a behind-the-scenes podcast with Washington House Speaker Lori Jenkins. Speaker Jenkins, as we approach the end of the 2026 legislative session, what's on your mind?
Well, Jen, we're taping this a day after we finished passing the millionaire's tax, and we spent a historic amount of time on the floor of the House, 26 hours debating that bill and passing it off the floor of the House, and I'm expecting the Senate to concur and the governor to sign the bill. But, you know, I guess I have a little bit of time to reflect about the time we spent, why we spent it, what it's going to result in, and the 26 hours that we spent, that was very hard. We all stayed up for that time. Some of us got a couple hour nap at some point during the debate, but mostly everyone was up voting and highly engaged. And then, you know, so I start to think everything we gave up to stay up that long and do it. But then I think a lot about the families in Washington and how many families in Washington are up all night long, worried about how they're going to pay for their kids' lunch the next day or the next week. Worried about how they're going to pay for the basic necessities of just living, work for small business owners, how they are going to keep afloat in this economy in which we have all these tariffs driving up costs in incredible ways for Washingtonians. And then I think spending 26 hours debating this kind of bill that's going to help people with all those things, totally worth it. Totally and completely worth it. It's completely worth it to spend time debating and adopting a bill that's going to end having sales tax at all on diapers of any kind, so families don't have to worry about that, over-the-counter drugs, personal hygiene. I mean, when you walk into the grocery store after this bill is implemented, the basic things that you would buy on a regular basis in the grocery store, all those things will now be tax exempt. And that's money in families' pockets that they can use to buy more food, more gas, more of the things that they need every day. Likewise, free school breakfasts and lunches for every family in this state means that, again, families won't have to worry about that, kids won't have to worry about that, and families will be able to take more of their income and spend it on other things that they need for their family. And then, you know, the small business tax credits that we have, you know, every small business that grosses up to $300,000 a year, they're not going to pay any B&O taxes anymore. That's 59% of businesses in Washington. And then a full like 66,000 or so more businesses will get kind of graduated tax breaks based on their gross income going up. So sometimes during that 26 hours when I was like, wow, this is really hard and tiring, the thing that kept me going was thinking about the people in Washington that are going to get the benefit of this, of all of this. And in the long run, the further benefit that Washingtonians are going to get is more investments in K-12 education, more investments in healthcare, more investments in childcare, more investments in higher ed. As you can tell by my tone, Jen, I get ramped up just talking about it because I'm so excited about remaking our tax structure in a way that's going to really help bring down taxes for so many people in this state and help them on a day-to-day basis, but also be able to invest in the most important things that we invest in for the people of this state. So I do that 26 hours again and again and again every day in order to bring this to the people of Washington. I'm proud of my caucus for having done it. I'm proud of the debate we had and how robust it was, and that we didn't close down a single argument or a bit of the debate. We let it flow and go back and forth on issues so that people can know how deeply we were considering it. So very proud of the work that we did on that. And I'm so excited about the effects that it's going to have to help everyday Washingtonians.
Washington House Speaker Lori Jenkins in the final days of the 2026 session. We'll talk to you again next year.
Thanks, Jan.